When it arrived in England, this was by far the largest Egyptian sculpture that the British had ever seen, and it was the first object that gave them a sense of the colossal scale of the Egyptian achievement. The upper body alone is about 8 or 9 feet high, and it weighs about 7 tons. This is a king who understood, as never before, the power of scale, the purpose of awe.
Ramesses II ruled Egypt for an astonishing 66 years, presiding over a new golden age of Egyptian prosperity and imperial power. He was lucky. He lived to be over 90, he fathered around 100 children, and during his reign, the Nile floods obligingly produced a succession of bumper harvests. But he was also a prodigious achiever. As soon as he took the throne in 1279 BC, he set out on military campaigns to the north and south. He covered the land with monuments, and he was seen as such a successful ruler that 9 later pharaohs took his name. He was still being worshipped as a god in the time of Cleopatra over 1,000 years later. Ramesses was a consummate self-publicist, and a completely unscrupulous one at that. To save time and money, he simply changed the inscriptions on pre-existing sculptures so that they bore his name and glorified his achievements. But all across his kingdom, he erected vast new temples, like Abu Simbel, cut into the rocky sides of the Nile Valley. And the huge image of himself there, sculpted in the rock, inspired many later imitations, not least the vast faces of American presidents carved into